Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I have written a little short informational book, and I was wondering about how to go about seeing about getting it
can
out
have,
there.
Yeah. Can I have your name, sir?
My name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y.
Tracy, and who do you want to talk?
Do what? What? Who I want? I just want to talk to somebody about some information about how to get a book published or see about if it's worthy of being published and all that. It's just a 10 or 15 minute read on sports parenting.
I'm connecting to my other colleague, so just wait a minute, okay?
All right.
Hey, you're speaking with Philip. How can I help?
Hi, Philip. This is Tracy Douglas. How are you today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. What yourself?
Good. I've just got a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
I've written about a 10 or 15 minute little short informational book about sports parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what to do, how to go about maybe getting it looked at, see if it's worthy of publishing and going, just what I need to do, where I need to start.
So basically, you have the stories written now. You just need to know what's the next step, correct?
Right.
All right. Okay. So the process normally that we take here is if you do have a story or a manuscript ready, you could submit that to us for a review based on our recommendations. We would understand if the book if the story requires any kind of edits or improvements. If it does not, then we can assist you with the publication process where we take the book, we just format it up to publication standards and get it available on the market so anybody can have a look at it, purchase it, and that's basically the next step, the publishing, that is.
Okay, so basically I just email it to you?
Yep.
All right. Well, I've got my son is a football, I'm a baseball coach, football coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I am waiting for him to kind of look it over,
okay,
and give me his ideas and make sure I don't need to change anything or rewrite anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had a few extra minutes, and I thought I would try to find out the process of trying to get it out there.
I see. I mean, even if the book requires any kind of improvements or the edits, you would have a team from the company side to assist you with it. So basically what happens is once you get the review done, a team is aligned to you to make sure they can help you with the finalization of the story. Because apart from the book itself, you also need a cover design. So the team members are going to help create a cover for your book, which would be based on your preferences, your given ideas. And even if you don't have any ideas, they'll bring something creative on the table, and they'll talk it out with you.
Next question: does this cost me anything, or is it just I just make a percentage of whatever y'all make off of it if it's worthy of that?
So basically, we have a very streamlined process here. We charge our clients a one-time fee depending on what exactly they need help with. For example, if it's just the editing, there's a separate fee. If it's the editing and the cover design, that's a separate fee. So until unless we understand the scope of the project, would not sure how much finances the project would incur. So obviously the review comes first. Once we do the review, we would outline each and everything for you that these are the services that will be required to take your book to the next step where we could actually go ahead and sell it on the market. and that is how it works.
Okay, and on a average, what do those things cost if we get to that step?
Okay.
I'm not holding anything ballpark.
No, I certainly understand. So an average cost you could understand, the amount you could spend with the company on these services, it ranges from $500 to $1,500 just to get the book out there. It's available on the market, and it's like it's not just specific to one state. It's a global market, so you're looking at a publication on U.S., U.K., and Canada. So, yeah.
Okay.
So the average cost you're looking at is between $500 to $1,500 U.S. dollars.
So that's probably what it would cost me to get it kicked off.
Would include everything as part from taking the book, reviewing it, editing it, designing the cover, putting it on the market, and with the distribution as well. When I mean distribution, I mean, like, for example, if somebody buys the book, let's say, off coast or from Canada or UK, the platforms would be covering up the printing and shipping of the book, so you would not be involved in any kind of those hassles, and they would be done automatically for you.
Okay. And then what percentage do you keep? What percentage would I keep?
Okay. So since the fact is that we are charging a client a one-time fee, the only reason for that is that we do not keep any royalty or ownership of their work, because we're already asking you to pay a fee for the services that we are providing you with. So you're liable to keep 100% royalties of the book to yourself, unless you want to give it away to somebody else within your family or a charity organization. That is entirely up to you, the author.
Okay, all right. I'm following, but I'm not following. So if y'all are handling the printing and the distribution and all that stuff.
That is correct.
That's going to come out of my pocket.
Let me clear this up for you. Let's suppose when the book is ready and it's published, the price that we set for the book is, let's say, $20, okay, just for the sake of understanding. And when somebody buys the book for that price, you would get to keep $14 for yourself. The remaining $6 that are being deducted, what is being covered in that fee is the printing and the shipping cost of the book.
Gotcha. That's what I was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, most I'm looking at getting it kicked off is between $500 and $1,500 if it's worthy. And they're going to look at it, tell me if it's worthy to take the next step.
Precisely. How the review works is once you submit the manuscript, the editors are going to review the book for understanding because it's not entirely 100% that the book would be up to the mark or it would be bad. It can be 50-50. So what they're going to look for is the strengths, the weaknesses, and the key features that you have in the book. They'll write down a detailed review for you so you can understand their perspective, what they think, and how they could improve upon it. So all that detailed report will be shared with you for your review as well.
Okay.
Okay.
So
now,
that
is correct. And I would need your information as well, if you could give me your full name, email. I already have your phone number.
I'm going to write everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna let my son look at it, and we're gonna talk, and then I will get back with you on when to send it and hang on all that everything that we need to do.
No problem.
Is there any way back directly?
Sure. I could give you my direct line if you have a pen and paper handy.
I've got it. I'm ready.
Okay. The number is 716.
Okay.
517.
Okay.
4534.
Okay, and your name is what, Philip?
Philip Morgan, that's correct. And this is my personal phone, so you could text me as well in case you want to reach out to me or if you have any questions, and we can set up a meeting accordingly once you have discussed with your son.
Okay, Philip,
okay.
I appreciate it. And then when I call you, I'll call you back. And then we'll get, once I talk to him and let him go over it and make sure that he doesn't think I need to take anything out or put anything in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there.
No problem.
It's just a little short read about 10 or 15 minute read about sports parenting.
I think because it's very specific, I think the book would be quite target specific. But I think because you have the experience, as you said, a baseball coach, I guess the book would be very specific to the point. And obviously, you would use your experience to kind of like give out the information. So these kind of books typically
pretty
do
much,
well.
Pretty much.
Right. Right.
He played college baseball, come up through all the stuff, and then all of his coaches, every one of his, with the exception of two or three, told me I needed to write a book on sports parenting because nobody else understood it as well as me. So I said, okay, whatever, I've been bored, I've retired, I decided I'd give it a shot.
Now that's good because you have that experience where you could guide other people, even readers, to kind of like understand from your perspective, and that is something that doesn't come cheap, right? So I'm glad you're taking the step. If you have any questions whatsoever about the book, let me know. You have my phone number. You can text me. And once we have the review done, we would be able to see what exactly it's going to cost you to get the whole thing done. And even at that point, if there's any leverage that you require, because obviously, as you mentioned, that you're retired and you actually don't have much to do, if there's anything of that sort, we can correspond together. That's not a problem at all.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. I appreciate you.
Well, not a problem. Have a wonderful day.
I'll be in touch.
Children.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.